The following is a Bell to Bell B2B audio production. Bell to Bell is one of 50-plus trusted brands within the Investor Brand Network, IBN. As a multifaceted financial news and publishing company, IBN uses its network of more than 5,000 key distribution outlets, as well as other corporate communication tools, to introduce public and private companies to a wide audience of investors, consumers, journalists, and the general public. Our reputation for highly efficient communication strategies is based on the experience and relationships our team has in the space. It is Investor Brand Network's unwavering commitment to connect the investment community with companies that have great potential and a strong dedication to building shareholder value. The following interview may feature a client partner of Investor Brand Network. IBN may have been compensated for the production of this interview. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure. Thank you. And here today is your host, Stuart Smith.
Welcome back, everybody, and thanks so much for taking the time out of your day to join us for another Bell to Bell presentation of an online business briefing. Today, we're joined once again by Amir Adnani. He is the president and CEO of Uranium Energy Corp, traded here in the States on the NYSE American under the ticker symbol UEC. This is a U.S.-based uranium mining and exploration company. We checked in with Amir back in February. The company has been prolific with its news so far here in 2021, and even since that last interview in February. So we're going to catch up with Amir on the recent news and moves by the company. But if you want to learn about the business model, the management team, what happened for the company in 2020, I want you to visit their client page on the Investor Brand Network. Go to Investor Brand Network, click on clients there in alphabetical order, pull up Uranium Energy Corp. Great profile for the company, and the Bell to Bell webcast, or excuse me, the Bell to Bell podcast is available there as well through their news feed. With that, let's welcome Amir Adnani to the show. Amir, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me back. A lot has happened since our last conversation.
Boy, you have been busy since our last interview. And as the CEO and president of the company, what do you see as some of the major milestones since we've talked last?
Really, when you look at the balance sheet and what we've done with the company, starting with that, we've really strengthened our balance sheet. We've now, as of our latest announcements, have close to $95 million in cash and equity holdings. That includes approximately $61 million of cash. That's a significant improvement with where we're heading and with the other initiatives that we've announced, which is really transformative. And it's the announcement that we have established a physical uranium holding initiative. And this has really both resonated with the market, and in my opinion, it's just sound business for us. You know, here we are as a company focused entirely on developing low-cost in-situ recovery uranium projects in the U.S. that we talked about last time. But we're looking at a spot uranium price that after a decade of being in a bear market, it's starting to come out of that bear market. We're seeing great, great positive signs. But the spot uranium price in and around $30 per pound is still lower than the prevailing mining costs for most industry players anywhere in the world. And so we saw a unique opportunity to really come out and acquire physical uranium that could be warehoused right here in the U.S. and will really give the company a balance sheet asset that as the uranium price goes up, this can appreciate. And frankly, it's perhaps in some regards better to hold the physical uranium than cash. Of course, we'll have lots of cash as well. This physical initiative is fully funded. And, you know, it gives us great flexibility when we're marketing to utilities or if we're talking to the U.S. government, which we're going to be about their plans to purchase physical uranium. We'll have both our projects that we plan to produce uranium from, and we will have our strategic inventory holdings that will be available to the company as well.
You know, your company's got a leg up on the competition with who is on your team. We talked about that in our earlier audio interview, but touch on that really quickly. The chairman of your company, he used to work for the U.S. government, and I know we're going to talk a little bit about your executive vice president, Scott Melby, in just a moment. But again, your company, I mean, you've got a seat at the table already. Is that a fair way to put it, Amir?
Our company really represents the all-American pure play uranium company in every regards, whether it's the people, the human capital, or our resources, or the inventory position that we've established. Let's talk about the people quickly, as you asked me. Spencer Abraham, the chairman of our company, is a former United States Energy Secretary, in addition to running the Department of Energy. He has also served in the U.S. Senate. The executive vice president of UEC, Scott Melby, is also the current president of the Uranium Producers of America. That's our industry association. And Scott, just the other day, gave a testimony at the U.S. Senate Committee on Energy and Natural Resources. This type of industry leadership that our team brings to the table for the benefit of our company and to be a voice for our industry, this is leadership, and it's leadership that we bring to the table with our people. But as you said, it's also about the fact that we have the U.S. assets. We have the fully permitted U.S. projects for production in Texas and Wyoming. The fact that we now have a leading amount of U.S. warehouse physical uranium inventory that we have contracted for, and really a leading balance sheet that we've managed to create and to really position our company with balance sheet strength with the $95 million of cash and equity holdings that we have. And Scott's testimony at the U.S. Senate committee that I just alluded to is available on our website, and you can take a look at it. And it speaks to this issue about the national security concerns around uranium and the dependency on foreign uranium in the U.S. right now.
UraniumEnergy.com. That's the website. Amir, so great to see a UEC team member at the forefront of policymaking, and your industry is gaining traction within the U.S. government. We did talk about that in our last interview. Having a Democrat and a person that is a big proponent of clean energy now at the helm of the White House, the headwinds that have been against your company and uranium, as you pointed out, that bear market over the last decade, those headwinds are now turning into tailwinds moving forward here in 2021. Looking at your stock price, listeners, when we first spoke to this company, it was right around $2. It's all the way up to $270-ish today, a little higher than that. Amir, as you look forward into 2021, what are some of the things on the horizon that we should be looking out for from your company, Uranium Energy Corp?
As we speak, and as we discussed on the last call, we are currently drilling at our Burke Hollow project in South Texas. And this drilling involves pre-production work, and it involves development of the largest production area in the United States for a uranium project using the low-cost, environmentally friendly in-situ recovery method. And so on the project development side, we're charging ahead, leading ahead, trying to build the future next-generation projects that can come online and provide domestic sources of uranium for power generation. In the United States today, nuclear power is the largest source of emission-free electricity and the second largest source of electricity generation in total. 100% of the uranium requirements for this nuclear power generation is imported uranium, and there's no uranium mining in the U.S. We want to change that. We are investing to build the next generation of low-cost uranium mines that could be built right here. We're doing that in South Texas. We're going to have news around that development at our Burke Hollow project and advancing our Reno Creek project in Wyoming. We have a leading position with U.S. warehouse inventory of uranium that we've now purchased at attractive prices, at prices below most industry mining costs globally. And to continue to advocate for this industry and for our company, with the government, with the Department of Energy, this testimony that Scott gave the other day that we just alluded to is a great example of that. Congress recently has appropriated $75 million for the U.S. uranium reserve on a bipartisan basis and with the support of nuclear utilities. This is going to be part of a 10-year program and should be as much as $150 million a year in the future, the later years of this program. And it's an investment that's going to preserve the nuclear fuel cycle in the U.S. And I think it should hopefully be more news coming out around this. And we'll certainly be advocating for it. And this is all uncharted territories and unprecedented times in an exciting way, right? We haven't seen a uranium bull market in close to a decade, and we're coming into one. And we want to be at the forefront of that as the leading pure play American uranium company.
Well, listeners, once again, we're speaking with Amir Adnani. He is the president and CEO of Uranium Energy Corp, NYSE American, ticker symbol UEC. Use that ticker symbol to pull up the news over the last 24 days. We've hit all those headlines. Today, Uranium Energy Corp's Executive Vice President Scott Melbye testifies at U.S. Senate Committee on Energy and Natural Resources. Just a few days before that, Uranium Energy Corp completes additional uranium purchases in the United States and announces financing. Amir, I want to thank you for bringing us up to speed on what your company's up to and what we can expect from your company here in 2021 and well beyond. We expect great things from you and your company. Thanks for your time, Amir.
Thank you for having me.
All right, for Amir Adnani, this is Stuart Smith saying thanks so much for listening.
This audio production is an original broadcast provided by Bell to Bell, B2B, and all rights are reserved. B2B is your primary destination for informative updates and exclusive interviews with executives operating in fast-moving industries. We make market hours more informative with deep dives into the stocks on our watch list and in-depth examination of the trends guiding North American markets forward. Bell to Bell is another trusted brand under the Investor Brand Network, IBN. IBN may receive payments for corporate communication relations, as well as various press releases and social media solutions provided to its client partners. You should assume that officers and directors of IBN or financial analysts mentioned hold a position in and may intend to trade the securities for their own accounts. This interview is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell securities. Information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be, or should it be construed as investment advice. As in all investments, investment in the featured company carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the company thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This audio interview by IBN is not purported to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used in statements of fact have been obtained from featured company and other sources, but not verified nor guaranteed by IBN as to completeness and accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see our full disclaimers and disclosures at investorbrandnetwork.com.